Welcome to Business Beats, the podcast where we explore the dynamic world of business through insightful conversations and expert analysis, all in the universal language of English. Sports giant Adidas is making waves and demonstrating shrewd business strategies as it capitalizes on its stockpiles of Yeezys, even after parting ways with longtime collaborator Kanye West. Through this move, Adidas has not only demonstrated its business acumen, but also its commitment to social responsibility. Despite losing their renowned co-creator, the sale of these highly sought-after Yeezy shoes has netted an impressive $437 million. Exhibiting financial astuteness, Adidas has effectively turned a potential setback into a major victory, proving that there is a significant demand for Yeezys. Remarkably, Adidas has decided to use this substantial sum to support anti-hate groups, channeling the revenue from the sales of Yeezys towards organizations battling hate and discrimination reaffirms Adidas' commitment to making a positive social impact. This move sends a powerful message about the importance of businesses actively contributing to social causes and taking a stand against intolerance and discrimination. Demonstrating successful navigation of the ever-evolving fashion and sportswear landscapes, Adidas has shown it's possible to face turbulence head-on and emerge even stronger. With its groundbreaking approach, the iconic brand has effectively sailed through the split with Kanye West while supporting essential social causes with considerable financial backing. It'll be fascinating to watch how the future unfolds for Adidas, particularly in terms of its evolving partnership landscape. In the latest Fortune news, we have three compelling stories for you. Firstly, ex-mayor of New York City and billionaire Mike Bloomberg is pressing businesses to stop using the ongoing pandemic as an excuse to leave their offices deserted. Although many companies have adjusted to remote work models due to the pandemic, Bloomberg is encouraging them not to completely abandon their physical offices, as they offer valuable opportunities for in-person collaboration. His stance advocates for a hybrid work model, allowing for both office-based and remote work. As the future of work continues to evolve, Bloomberg's message is a reminder that businesses should be mindful of the optimal workforce approach for the success of their employees and company. Next, an interesting shift has occurred on the Fortune Global 500 list, where the total tally of Chinese companies has seen a deduction, marking the first downturn in the past 15 years. Previously, the list was dominated by Chinese firms, echoing the country's accelerated economic development. However, this year's rank refocusing notably creates space for other international competitors. This may signal changes in global economic trends, potentially influenced by persistent trade tensions involving China and other global powers. This new development in the Fortune Global 500 list is significant and deserves further study, as it portrays the changing dynamics of the global commercial scene. Lastly, featuring some intrigue, the partner of the infamous Crocodile of Wall Street has confessed to being complicit in a $4.5 billion Bitcoin theft associated with the infamous Bitfinex hack. This sensational cybercrime case has intrigued many, with the theft involving a large sum of cryptocurrency. The spousal confession reveals the intricate network of individuals implicated and possible driving factors behind the crime. As cryptocurrencies gain traction and valuation, this case underscores the cybersecurity risks inherent within the digital currency arena, emphasizing the necessity for reinforced cybersecurity provisions to safeguard both individuals and businesses from such complex cyber threats. We have reached the end of our news segment. Stay connected for more captivating business and finance stories from around the globe. And that wraps up our discussion on various aspects of the business world, with insights, advice, and inspiration to help guide you on your entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for tuning in.